everybody. It's Bob Langford on PTF. We're not in the land of the ice and snow tonight, but we are in the land of rain, which is enough. Because it's just been the land of dry for the last good while. Here's your AccuWeather forecast. There is a 100% chance of rain tonight. It's going to rain, and it's going to rain some more. And depending upon where you live, you might get 2 inches of rain. Rain dries up tomorrow, and then it gets real windy and real cold. Low 28 Sunday night. Monday, 46 and 25. Tuesday, Wednesday, a little warming trend. Highs in the lower to mid-50s. Right now it is 36 degrees at 9:21. We're talking about modernist architecture and modernist homes in the Triangle with Vinnie Petrarca and George Smart. Let me ask you a pragmatic question about this. I lived in a modernist home once, and I guarantee you, right now, it's raining inside. This house, really, it was a wonderful house, and I loved living there. But as with many modernist homes, or dating from, I mean, Frank Lloyd Wright was proud of the fact that the roof leaked on lots of his stuff. Of course it did. It's beautiful. What does it matter? That is a hurdle that you have to get over sometimes. Fair?
Sure, sure. I think, there's a huge misconception about modernism. It's construction types. It's flat roofs. And, when you really think about it, the majority of the spaces we occupy are flat roofs.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
but try to find somebody to, if you live in a house, try to find somebody, seriously, to get on the flat roof and fix it. I don't understand how that is, because most buildings are flat. Why is it such a problem?
Well, I think, anything needs to be maintained, just like your car. You want to maintain your biggest investment, which is your house, which will appreciate and, make you and your family money. But, we don't really have... We know good roofers, we know good subcontractors, they come around, once or a couple times a year, and you just got to watch it. But it's not a perfect world. I mean, a lot of times in regular houses, my dad's house, the roof's going to start going, and that's an asphalt shingle house, and he's got to change that out every 10 years, so... How come they don't get a bad rap?
Well, I don't...
the biggest thing, Bob, is that the material science and the methods for applying the material to the houses has evolved tremendously over about the last 30 or 40 years. So if we were to replicate the house that you used to live in, it would really never have the kind of roof problems that they had 40 years ago.
Now you tell me. Here are your numbers, everybody. 860-WPTF, 1-800-662-7979, star 680. Let's go to Wake Forest. That's where Marie is. Hey, Marie, you are on with George Smart and Vinnie Petrarca.
Hi, fellas.
Hey.
Hey.
I have a question. We just turned on your show. We're on the way home from the mountains, and we're looking to build a log cabin. It's a modular log cabin, and we'll have a basement. And we wondered if you could give us some help on how to finish the cement blocks so that we can finish the basement at a later time. Do they need to be sealed, or what do we need to do with that?
Well, my expertise only covers Lincoln Logs, so I'll pass this to Vinny.
Yeah, appreciate it there, George. what you want to do is when you build your block foundation is make sure you get the best waterproofing company available to you, and then you could take away the block finish by applying, a three-coat stucco process and smooth it out.
And that would seal it enough so that we'd be okay.
Sure, sure. Yeah, definitely seal it and make sure that, water and your grades, keep water away from the house. And if you do this, don't do there's kind of like skim coat and cement products where it's just one coat on the block. But usually if you put a little extra money in a three-coat process, you won't get the block joints telegraphing through the foundation.
All righty. Thank you so much for your help.
And sure. No one wants block joints telegraphing, that's for sure. That's Marie, thanks.
That's illegal in this state, Bob.
That's right, especially in Johnston County. Thanks, Marie. Let's go to Lillington. That's where Slade is. Slade, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
I'm okay. What's happening, man?
Hold on, because I ain't talked to you in a while.
I know.
Well, look, hey, I'm a finished carpenter.
Okay.
And I have always had an issue. I can't understand why architects, it seems like to me they draw, when they draw their plans, like in these houses, that they use 2 1/4 casing on doors. And I don't see, because we use either the 445 or the 470 casing. The 445 is 3 1/4 wide. The 470 is 4 3/4 wide. And then when we got a hallway or a doorway going into a bedroom and you're up against a wall, I've always got to rip down anywhere from 1/4 to 1/2 inch off the casing to get it to fit in. And I was just wondering, is there some kind of a standard when they draw these plans? What kind of casing do they allow for is what I want to know.
Yeah, Vinny.
Well, Slade, you're the key subcontractor in a lot of our work. And really what we want you to do is actually make your work disappear. In modern details, we prefer not to have anything actually covering up or becoming corner molds and stuff like that. And a lot of times we do sort of these, you know, recessed reveals. We just finished a house, and there's an excellent craftsman, Terry Self. He's a cabinet maker here in Raleigh. And basically, he installed all the trim before we installed all the sheetrock, so that the sheetrock and the wood being the same plane, so you get this flush, minimal look. But, you know, but I understand what you're saying, and, you know, and what, you know, what you're talking about is, you know, in a different way. I mean, a lot of modernist homes they actually cost more because, you know, you actually put a lot more craft into the buildings, in a sense that you're trying to not cover things up. You're trying to expose them. And, go ahead.
What I'm saying is like, I'll have a hallway. A 2/8 door, okay?
Slade, we're getting kind of inside baseball here. Really?
I got a 2/8 door, and I'm in a hallway. And with a 2'8" door, I got at least 39 inches from long point to long point on your casing. That's from the outside of your casing to the outside of your casing. And they only allow 37 inches. So I've got to rip. You know what I'm saying? I've got to rip the half down. To me, that looks... When you guys start ripping your casing down on these doorways, is to me, it's like they designed it for 2 1/4 casing, is what I'm trying to say.
That probably makes a lot of sense. A lot of times, you know, we're going to ask you or your profession actually to do a lot more work, a lot more ripping down, because we want certain proportions that sort of resonate throughout the floor plans of the house and the windows and things like that. So I appreciate what you're saying, but... You know, a lot of times our clients are asking for that. And so if we got to, you know, give you more time and pay you to do more details, we're going to do it.
Slade, thanks. Good talking to you again. See ya. Let me ask you a question before we go to break. On TriangleModernistHouses.com, your honeymoon cottage is featured. And it is a spectacular home. Uh-huh. It truly is. It is called the honeymoon cottage. And most of the walls... are made of glass. Somehow, it seems a little incongruous that the honeymoon... You can see right into the honeymoon cottage, Vinny.
Well, you know, that's a good point. But if you saw our house and our site...
But he lives in Voyeur Village.
That's right. We're modern in many ways here.
That's true. Me and my wife, we live on this a half acre of land, which is steep slopes and Laurel Hills, and nobody can see you. And so, therefore, we don't use any window treatments. I mean, in a sense that when we were talking about the floor plans earlier, you know, our living room is not 16x20; it's 16x ½ acre. And you know, our main level of our house is only 700 square feet. But it feels so large because we're sort of in that pattern of connecting to the outdoors. Mm-hmm. And we wouldn't have it any other way. You know, we get to sort of not only watch the squirrels up in the canopy of a tree, but we get to watch, you know, the dogs watch them race down all the way down to the floor. But, you know, in certain houses and certain sites, that is a key piece. We were over in Audio Advice the other day, and they were showing these ways of making these window treatments that would fit into the ceilings and give you the privacy and... that you would need. But, you know, a lot of times depends on the site, depends on the people.
There you go. I bet it does. We're going to take a quick break for news, and then we'll come back, and we get to talk architecture on a Saturday night. That is.
Where else can you find this in the Raleigh area?
Can you
or
hear
in the state?
Can you hear the smile on my face? Here are your numbers if you want to get in on this. 860-WPTF, 1-800-662-7979, *680. George Smart, Vinny Petrarca, our guests. It's Bob Langford on a rainy Saturday night in Raleigh.